Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street in Carnegie. Joining us today, Cora with the Arcade Comedy Theater, Max Somerville from Recluse, and Jaden Baker, who is a great improv comic. We're all here today to entertain you, populace. Kind of wanted to kick off the show, and I know we've got a lot to cover, so I'll make this brief. I came across a lot of stories about people being underemployed, not getting jobs, or just simply getting fired because they're too attractive. Mm-hmm. Have you heard this?
No.
Phenom? Yeah, it's happening. The most recent one, there's a story. A woman went through like this interview process. She had all the credentials and everything like that, and they sent her back the rejection email, which was basically, you know, after careful consideration, blah, 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 and it looked normal. It said she was too attractive, and it would be too distracting for everyone in the office to work with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. I feel like I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we all have at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm too attractive to work at Taco Bell, you know?
Oh. Is that where you work?
No.
I love Taco Bell.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a... And this is a little off the subject, but if you go to Taco Bell, there's an 85-cent like cheese wrap.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's like, really not on the menu, but if you ask for like this, like the cheese wrap.
It's a secret menu?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's the good stuff.
I think the cheese wrap is just too attractive to be on the menu.
Oh.
There you go. There you go. And I was wondering, like, what if that happened everywhere? You know what I mean? Like, what if, like, an attractive woman was trying to get into, like, a club downtown, and they were like, ooh, you know, the conscientious doorman was there. Like, I'll give you, a for instance. Okay, I'll be the doorman. You're trying to get into the club, right?
Okay, I'm getting into the club.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so approach me, try to get in the club, ready?
Hi, I'm here to get into the club.
Oh, sorry, I can't let you in. Too attractive, way too attractive.
What? I mean, I've been getting ready for 7 hours. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, see that line of people behind you? You see them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All those average-looking people, right?
Yeah, I see them.
Their money's green, too, okay? And guess what? They're not going to start shit when they get in here. I don't need that. No.
I've been on a juice cleanse for 7 days.
Okay, I'm so glad for your body and your innards. However, here's the thing. I let you in, right, and every guy in this place is going to be fighting over you, and then there's me breaking up a fight every 5 minutes, and I'd like not to do that tonight. Please, thank you so much.
What if I come back? Like, I'll take off my heels. Mm-hmm. I really need some free drinks tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, do you understand if I let you in what's going to happen with the women? You understand what's going to happen?
They'll be inspired to be better looking?
Close, but not at all. Here's the thing. Now the playing field is not level. Now there's a curve. So now you're the only attractive one in here. They are all average looking. They leave to go to a place that is not here with average looking women.
Taco Bell.
Or Taco Bell, or less than average. And we'd lose business. So yeah, thanks for coming. So like, what if that actually happened everywhere? You know what I mean?
Yeah, as an average citizen of this city, I'm fully happy to pay for my own drinks.
Mm.
You know? I don't need anyone taking care of me like that. This is too much. Too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel uncomfortable.
If you were frankly, super hot, is
if
what
I
you're
was
saying.
Super hot.
Which
yeah.
is a fun like thought exercise, because you are super hot. So I'm glad that you're really stretching your brain.
But no one can see that.
Oh, right.
We'll post pictures. Yeah. Pictures of you. I don't know. That was just something that was mind-blowing to me. That is happening.
Well, the fact they would tell somebody that they're too attractive to work there, that's just really taking it to an interesting level.
Well, there was another story. It was a dental assistant or something like that, or a dental hygienist assistant. She got fired.
They're beautiful. They're across the board. Have you ever been to the dentist? Like, I have an appointment on Monday, but looking forward to it for months because Sandra's there.
It's like it's like seeing an angel in the lights.
Seriously.
Just
can't wait till my saliva overflows and she has to stick that little suction in my mouth. Sandra, you got
Sandra.
Me.
Sandra.
And just baby talk you all quiet while she's scraping your gums.
Oh, gosh. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. All year, looking forward to it.
I remember one time when I was a kid, I had braces, and I went to the brace place. I don't know if they're orthodontists or something else. But I remember it was, like, coming straight from class, and I just, like, had lunch or something. And there was just, like, bread, like, all up in... my braces, you know.
Ooh,
and and I sat down and they like all gathered around. There was just like 10 of them. They're just like all like shaming me. They're like Max, like, come on, you gotta like clean your braces, like, why is there all this bread in your braces?
I was like, I just received communion.
I just
received the body of Christ over and over again.
I was just like, come on, like, you're here to clean my teeth. Like, don't shame me because I have bread in my teeth.
Right.
Right. This is if anything, this is a reflection, a poor reflection of your work.
My parents are paying you to get this bread out of my fucking teeth.
I'm giving you something to do.
Do your job.
Excuse me.
Teeth shaming.
Teeth shaming.
Oh, that's tough.
Speaking of communion, I had a co-worker ask me. She said, "What did you give up for Lent?" And I was like, in Christianity? I don't know. I'm not that. So I don't know. And like, it doesn't make sense to me to like not eat all day.
Right.
Is that what you're supposed to do? Not eat all day?
Some people maybe.
I'm not sure.
Isn't that Passover?
I don't know.
It's not like, I don't know.
No, that's Ramadan.
Ramadan. I was going to say Ramadan.
Passover is when you start to eat again.
Ah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Let's all be Jewish. Yeah.
Well, she's like one of those hardcore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She an evangelical?
She's something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's so many different, like, branches of that tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But we also work with this other girl that she's works in the mail and just delivers stuff. And then she was, like, berating her for being an atheist.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, in the mailroom. And I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, you know? Like some workplace harassment to wet your whistle for Lent. Is that what she gave up for Lent, being a decent person?
That's a lot of people giving up.
I would assume so. I mean,
I think the Pope said that atheists are better than terrible Christians.
Maybe she
I think that was a recent thing.
Ooh, real talk.
Topic. Yeah.
Real talk.
So... maybe Deborah, in accounting, if you're listening, you better be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm like
that was scary. I felt that. Thank you.
Maybe she didn't get that email. I don't know.
Yeah, you're supposed to be nice when you're Christian. Yeah. She
so didn't BlackBerry
get that
goes off. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You're cool. That whole atheist thing.
Oh, whoops, yeah.
That was, you know, that was not me.
Jaden and Max, did you give anything up for Lent?
I didn't even know it happened.
Oh. You missed Ash Wednesday when people walk around with dirt on their face and they're not allowed to talk about it?
I did miss it.
Covered in soot.
Yeah, like, ooh, what happened to you? Like, oh, I was in church. What are they doing there?
You know, blow up? Was there a shooting?
Ooh. Oh. I like that you booed yourself. That was good self-censoring. Oh, Don't worry, we did not endorse that joke. Boo.
It's all jokes, people.
Yeah,
it's all jokes.
Yeah, all we love jokes. All the religions.
I read someone's Facebook post, and I'm not gonna credit them. I'm just gonna say what they said and steal it.
Mm-hmm.
They just posted. I mean, I'm gonna say right now,
like Carlos Mencia.
I'm giving up for Lent. Period.
Oh,
just giving up.
I just saw that. Yeah.
I'm giving up for Lent.
That's good.
That's true.
I like that.
That's
really
good.
As long as you don't have to come back, you know, because there's the whole. Re-emerging from the dead.
Right,
so I hope they don't plan on that. They hope they just give up forever.
Just give up.
For their sake.
Can you just be undead, you know?
Oh, that's a very pagan. That's anti-Christian.
Okay.
We do not... No.
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 Sorry, sir.
No. No zombies.
Well, isn't Jesus undead? I don't know. Oh, the mind is boggled. Right back after this.
Yeah.
Most of my family is waiting for tragedy. Already waiting in line. Word of my mother, my sister and brother, these are the days of our change, but I'm going back to find them. Yes, I'm going back to find them. And who could have loved you anymore? And who could have asked you for less? No, no, no. Under the covers, I was on fire for you, and only you.
Plaza Podcast, 303 East Main Street, right here in the lovely and beautiful burg of Carnegie. That was Only You by Recluse, and Max is joining us today.
Yeah, Max, tell us a little bit about your music and work with Recluse.
Recluse is a band that I formed in 2013 with my buddies Nathan Zub, Derek Christek, and Dave Bush. I've been playing in Pittsburgh for about 10 years. With different bands, and I've met all those guys along the way. When I decided I started wanted to start a band with my own music, I called them up because I knew that they were, you know, just the best guys for the job. And we've been doing it ever since. We've put out a couple EPs, and we are releasing our debut full-length album this June.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's lovely. Where do you usually play shows?
Oh, we play shows everywhere. Like we were talking about Thunderbird earlier. Thunderbird was a place we really like to play. Club Cafe, Mr. Smalls.
Is it Thunderbirds in Lawrenceville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Temporarily closed.
Why? What happened?
Remodeling.
They're gentrifying.
They're doing it big.
Oh, really? Because every time we played there in the Wire Riots, we always had like really bad bounce back because of the brick walls.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Mm. And it's like you're on stage and you really can't hear what everyone else is hearing. So you're just like, covering each eardrum with your finger. It's, I don't know. Hopefully they're fixing that. I don't know.
Yeah, they're making it big. They're taking that whole block and making it like one giant venue.
Wow.
Oh.
The whole street?
That block.
What the fuck?
As long as they don't mess with my laundromat, that is the best laundromat ever been.
Do you mean, be a doorman at the laundromat? We got two bands tonight, sorry.
No, I only do laundry 4 times a year. This is a big deal.
The dryer's too loud, it'll just clash with the music.
No.
Sorry. Sleestak Sensation is playing and they're from Akron. It's gonna be $40.
Oh, drat.
Yeah.
So Max, you have a show coming up at Gooskies, right?
We do. Yeah, it's March 25th at Gooskies with our buddies Room and Board from Columbus and Kayla Skirman, who's an awesome new artist in Pittsburgh, and she's releasing a new album on April 8th. She's a great like country western artist.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And this is such a tricky question, but for our listeners who haven't heard too much of your work, how would you describe like Recluse's sound?
Recluse is definitely a mix of like 70s AM songwriters, like Elton John, Todd Rundgren, Elvis Costello, but we're really loud. So
this is like a dash of King Diamond. It's like a sprinkling.
What is King Diamond?
King Diamond is a terrible metal guy from the 80s into the 70s, and he paints like upside down crosses on his face. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
Great.
I would be disappointed if you didn't. I mean, that's almost the norm, you know? Jaden, what's going on with you, buddy?
Oh, me? I have a couple shows coming up, actually, at the Arcade Comedy Theater.
Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Everyone grab your pen and paper.
Yeah, it's downtown. The address is 820 Liberty Avenue. Okay, I'm not actually going to tell you where it is. Well, that's where it is.
Yeah, make them work for it.
But guys... The shows, they're on March 12th and March 19th at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My team, Game Shark, will be improvising, and we're so funny.
Oh.
You guys are going to lose your minds.
They're just going to melt out of your ears.
Literally
yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't a dry crotch in the house.
Nope.
Man, woman, and child alike.
So, Game Shark, you do improv, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a short-form improv team, so we do... little improv games that are just so funny and creative and original.
If you had to describe your sense of humor.
Yeah, I would say Carol Burnett had a baby with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler was its babysitter.
Oh.
But like that baby would get off to watching Billy Eichner. So it's kind of just like that.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Make sure I'm going to be at both shows. Wow.
Yeah.
Getting a little excited. Very
That's awesome.
Cool. And you have done work at other places, right? Too, right? Not just at Arcade Comedy Theater?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I also on a team at Unplanned Comedy in Lawrenceville.
Not Unplanned Pregnancy.
Not Unplanned Pregnancy. Not yet.
Yes, not yet.
Almost, but not quite. Not for me.
Dodge that bullet. Mm-hmm. Wink.
That team is called The Big Fuss.
And where do they perform?
They perform in the Unplanned Warehouse.
Whoa!
In Upper Lawrenceville.
Is there a password to get in?
It is ha ha ha. But you have to say it with 2 A's in each ha.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. I really hope everyone's been taking notes.
I do too.
Because you can audibly notice if there's a second A missing.
Mm-hmm. Right, you can't.
You're not going to get let into the
To the trained
warehouse.
Ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's in Lawrenceville, 55th and Butler.
56th and Butler. You're
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Really good. It's
okay.
Across from Shop and Save.
Across from Shop and Save.
Yeah.
That's a nice, across from Shop and Save. And the beer distributor.
Right.
Above Hop Farm.
Above
Got
Hop
it.
Farm.
Hop Farm's delicious. BT Dubs.
Whoa, it is. And they have food now, too. And they make all their own beer and food.
They serve their food on, like, slabs of wood. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, legit. That place is cool. Wow. Like, we played there for that,
Rant?
Yeah, Rock All Night. Yeah, we played there for the Rock All Night.
That's awesome.
And, my drummer, he said, oh, we're playing at Hop Farm. I'm like, what is a Hop Farm? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's cool. You know, I was away with the military, and he just was updating me, like, randomly and sporadically. He says, we're playing at a Hop Farm. I'm like, what the fuck is a Hop Farm? But, yeah, it was really cool. I didn't even think it was in the city. I thought it was, like, some weird...
Kind of farm.
Yeah, like, for a children's birthday party. What are we doing now?
Are we hopping?
You know what? Someone in this room should try to play on a cruise ship or one of those Grand Concourse ships that go in the... That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That would be really fun. I don't know where that idea came from.
Where it came from either. Improv!
I know people who have played on cruise ships, and it's pretty lucrative, but you also have to, like... You, like, live in a closet, I think. Like, and you're not allowed to, like, talk to anyone. You can't, like, say hi. They'll like, throw you off the boat.
You don't even get to savor your celebrity? They'll
throw you right in the ocean. Yeah.
Can you eat all you can eat, though?
Probably, yeah. Okay.
Good question, Jaden.
That's what I wouldn't want to...
That's weird. So it's, like, almost like the Disney character clause. Like, they can't take their...
Right, you can't take your...
Mask off.
Helmet off, yeah.
What if you put a helmet on?
Right.
I think that would maybe...
You can do whatever you want as long as you're wearing a big mask.
You wouldn't be too attractive for the cruise folk.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to make them feel bad about themselves.
There's that thing about the Winnie the Pooh character that got fired. Because he put... Because I guess the suit comes in three pieces or something. And he was running late and he put the bottom half... on backwards, so the tail was the front.
Oh no!
Oh,
yeah.
No.
God,
and if you know what Winnie the Pooh looks like, that's a.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's half masked. Yeah.
I can see that going poorly. Right. Sure.
Yeah.
And he walked around for like 45 minutes like that until somebody pulled him aside. They're like, you know.
Genitals.
Yeah.
Sir. You're Mr. Pooh.
Mr. Pooh. You're,
excuse me, Mr. Pooh.
You are,
we need to escort you off of the premises.
You are al dente, semi-firm, in front of all these children, and that is not acceptable.
Wow, really bringing that home.
Yeah, this has been a theme with, like, children getting off.
Yeah, that's true. I meant to say that the baby who got off... had grown up.
Just to revisit that.
He is now of age. But just so we all...
Wow. Disclaimer before this episode, I guess. Not suitable for listening with children.
Jaden made him hold his ID in front of his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
I verified.
Put a Brazzers logo underneath it. Oh, yes. It went off the rails.
I told you that was going to happen with me at the wheel.
It feels good. All right, right back after this.
We live in troubled times. We simply do not know what's right around the corner. Why not take a break from your day and find out what's in your future by calling the psychics at asknow.com. Use our special offer and receive 15 minutes for $10. That number is 844-428-1578, and mention you heard it on the Steel Plaza podcast.
Steel Plaza podcast, 303 East Main Street in Carnegie, right back here. And so, do we want to go back into pornographic Disney characters, or do we
wanna... I think so.
Fine.
That was vetoed. I forgot.
Let's just move on for the sake of variety.
I don't think I can.
No, you're just very stuck there.
Yeah. I've been stuck there too.
A lot of Google searches after the show.
Sometimes I do go on, like, I'll like type in Sonic the Hedgehog and. On the Google Images, and then you just keep, like, clicking, and it, like, Google Images, like, refreshes with new. And even if you just, like, click, like, innocent pictures, you slowly start going down the rabbit hole. And Sonic's kissing Mario.
Yeah.
It's real innocent, though. It's just, like, nice kisses and stuff. And it gets weirder and weirder, and then you get some weird fan fiction stuff. It's really funny, though. If you type in, like, Pokemon porn right off the bat, though, it gets, like, really intense. I've seen some stuff that, like, I've just never seen in my life before.
Hmm. Things you can't unsee.
Wow.
You listening, guys?
Where's that notebook?
Well, that's, like, the whole cosplay movement, you know?
Okay.
Costume play. Like, they dress up like they're a Mortal Kombat character or something, and then, like, if you type in, like, Mortal Kombat cosplay or whatever it is, like you said, you're going to get the innocent things where people are just, like, you know, hand on hip, like, hey, look at me, and then... Four images down.
It gets dirty.
There's a wing wang sticking out. A wing wang.
Well, it's hard to conduct a Google image search at all without, like, finding something. Like, even the most innocent of phrases. One time I searched sausage, of all things. And
Uncle Charlie sausage?
I mean, that's pretty much.
Just sausage. The word sausage. Like, S-A-U-S-A-G-E.
Yeah, and I was like, I just wanted to see images of ground meat that was...
You were just hungry.
Packaged in a tube. Yeah. And then,
nope.
It's so much more.
Oh yeah, and one of those is that you'll get the weird Les Claypool offshoot album, which was titled Sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm, I read this book once called The Sausage Book. It was really good. I bought it at a thrift store. It's by someone named Richard Gaiman. So Dick Gaiman wrote a book called The Sausage Book. It was great.
So tell us more about that.
I don't know, guys.
You know what I wanted to do? Speaking of books, I wanted to ask you guys about this because you are comedians, like, you know. I went into a Barnes & Noble or something. I was looking for something to read. I was looking for David Sedaris or something because I had a long trip. And in the comedy section, it said 101 side-splitting knock-knock jokes.
Whoa.
And I was like,
what's a high bar?
And, like, who is this for?
Who is it for, right?
And, you know, and I'm, like, flipping through it. And I'm like, that's not funny. That's not even, I didn't even smile.
No.
And the price tag on it was $60. So who is buying this? And
you should write one.
I think I know who it's for.
Tell us.
Deborah in accounting.
Oh, she was losing her mind over that book.
Right, I bet she was. Probably telling it to the atheists, try to convert them.
Yeah, but every joke was so dry and stupid, and it was like
maybe
Sunday morning comics, you know, like cartoons.
It's probably all in the delivery.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jaden, knock knock.
Who's there?
Lent.
Lent who?
Lent better be more Christian.
Nice!
Whoa!
That was so good.
We can write a book. We're going to write a book.
That was side-splitting.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
I think that was improvised.
Yeah. That's
wow.
Really good.
Yeah, wow.
But it was, like, prominently displayed, like, on a thing.
Like a display.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And David Sedaris was, like, so high up, I couldn't reach it.
So you ended up buying...
Maybe that's why.
Oh, the thing I love about David
availability.
Sedaris... Availability.
Yeah. Like, fuck it, I'm like, knock, knock jokes it is.
Well, that's for anyone, you know, David Sedaris is around everyone. I love that he's so unapologetic about who he is as a human being, you know? He's just gross and weird and loves it. Oh, he's
good.
A real role model of mine.
Me too, now that you say that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that whole Sedaris family is, wow.
Amazing. You're right, Amy is even better.
She's great.
Oh.
She's so good.
I just heard her interviewed, and someone said, oh, so when you have people over for a dinner party, what do you usually ask them to bring? And she's like, well, I usually ask them to bring, you know, like, a jug of milk or kitty litter, you know? Something that it's too heavy for me to carry up the stairs.
That's good.
Man,
that's a good
funny.
Move.
Yeah.
That's a real good move.
I just love the way their brains work.
I used to not watch Joe Rogan just because he throws out some really insensitive shit, but I watched a thing on him, I think it was Netflix, and he was actually really, really fucking funny, and I was like,
yeah.
I was surprised. Like, he did this whole bit about when that, I don't know if you guys remember, when that guy broke into the White House, like when Obama was there.
Mm.
Yeah, it was so funny, and he like took it from start to finish, and but, like, basically, you know, Cliff Notes, this guy just went into the White House with a knife, and the door was open. Nobody stopped him, and he was in there for quite some time just walking around with a knife. The security guard that was supposed to be, you know, watching the front door was a woman, and this is where he got a little insensitive, but it was funny because he did the Obama voice. He said, and he was like, guys, you know, when I said diversity, not that much, okay? I mean, come on. Not that much diversity. And then he did a whole bit where, like, she's taking selfies of her ass, saying someone just broke into the White House. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, yeah, I mean, I was like, should I laugh at that? Because just the delivery was so good. I was like, oh, it's funny, but, oh, well, I feel bad.
I think he was saying, I saw that. He was saying, though, that he was like, if you're going to have security at the White House, like, you're going to need, like, some huge, strong dudes.
Yeah.
I think that's what his point was. He was like...
And so the guy ended up getting tackled by an off-duty security guy.
You know? Right.
He was just hanging out at the White House?
Yeah.
Wow.
He just was strolling around with a hunting knife.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That'll get you tackled.
I don't know, though. I disagree with Joe Rogan because I'm more afraid of strong women than I am strong men.
Yes. Absolutely.
A hush falls over the men in the room.
I'm just thinking of how afraid I am as well.
It's like you don't know how to respond back to, is it better to say nothing?
Yes.
Is it better just to say nothing?
Always.
Who are some of your favorite guys?
Comedians. Oh, comedians.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is a really tough question. I don't know myself.
Yes. You are hilarious. Like, anyone who's listening, are you on Twitter?
I'm not. I don't really tweet.
Oh,
I am
man,
on
you
Twitter.
Need to, because your Facebook posts are so side-splitting.
My Facebook posts are basically just tweets.
Yeah.
So I should probably
get on the Twitter.
Tweet those. I have a Twitter.
Okay, we'll start posting for your adoring fans. All
right. I will, you guys. I promise.
Oh, thank you.
I, like, look at the microphone.
See, like, I stay away from the most social media because I'm so clumsy. And I always do that thing, and I did it to your Facebook page. I was trying to look up info on you.
I saw that.
And I accidentally pressed the like button randomly on one of your posts, and I didn't even read it. And I couldn't unlike it. I couldn't even unlike it. I was like, what the fuck?
It's even that good.
Because I was doing this.
I lean into that. Like, I will do that thing where I'll go back, like, 7 years into someone's Facebook profile. Yeah. I'll like something. Just one thing. But really make them wonder, like, where was she even coming from with that?
Yeah, but that was an absolute accident because I had coffee in this hand, my phone in this hand. And I'm, like, drinking coffee, and I'm looking at it, I'm trying to scroll, and then my thumb hit the like button on one of your posts, and I was like, fuck, fuck.
What if he doesn't like me now?
No, and I couldn't unlike it, and I think I loved it at first, and then changed it.
That's too much.
I hit the love button, I was like, oh my God, I've never even met this guy.
No.
Well, you changed like, I think.
And the post was something like, just made toast.
Pretty much. Oh. No, it was actually, I just had watched a presidential debate, so it was pretty much the same as just making toast.
But I just wanted to share, like, window to my world of how clumsy I actually am.
So don't follow you on Twitter.
No, I don't even have a Twitter, so I'm so scared that I'll press something and, like...
Right. Who knows?
And then, like, how phones auto-populate words... And because if I did that, I'm like, oh, I'm going to look at Twitter or whatever, and then you accidentally press a button as you're dropping your phone and it comes out, just took a shit, you know?
Sometimes, like, on Facebook, probably Twitter too, it wants you to upload a photo so bad it shows your camera roll on Facebook, and it's like, oh, no, not that one.
see fewer things like this, you know? But it always comes back. It, like, never goes away. Because you can go to the app and then I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to go to the app. All right. Mm-hmm.
It's like tech support.
Yep.
Phone call.
Here it is. And then, yeah, it just fucking did that. Now, if I go to scroll like this with my thumb, I could accidentally upload a picture, set it down and not know it. You know?
You could poke someone.
You could poke somebody.
No.
Unplanned pregnancy.
That's how it happens. It all starts with a poke.
Yeah, a poke. It starts with one poke. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Right.
Keep that in mind and design his mind to remain to do time. All I know.
That's a good song, you guys.
It's a poke and a joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's good. That's real good.
There's a video of me singing that on Instagram, actually.
We'll follow you on Instagram, okay, then, too. Look for the links attached to the this episode to follow all of Jaden's media presence.
Well, you know what I think is great that you guys can do that absolutely absolves you from any wrongdoing is because you're comedians and you could do any weird thing you want and say, I was just kidding.
It's just made up.
I was just kidding.
Everyone has that right. We do have extra license, don't we? Especially since Jaden and I both do improvised comedy, which is... completely unplanned.
That's what it is.
So when you say something, even if it's completely offensive, you're like, yeah, it just came out of my mouth. And it is erased forever in the sands of your memory because nobody cares.
Right. Yeah, we're absolved of all.
We're absolved. Now, stand up, that's harder because.
Because like, you are crafting.
Right, these right. Jokes. The pressure is so much harder. So you don't even, by the end of crafting a stand up set, you don't even know if you're funny anymore. And you just go out there, like, guys, I worked on this for a really long time. Please laugh. That's why there's a lot more desperation there.
Please laugh.
Please like me.
You need
to
clap, but
I would love to have that superpower that you guys have. You know what I mean? Like, you're walking down the street and somebody gives you a smile and says, how's it going today? You know what I mean? And you're just like, you know, why don't you go take a flying fuck up your mother's birth canal? And like, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. That's my day's going good.
That's an abuse tactic, the way that you're describing it. I think that's called reality shifting.
More, I'm like, oh no, I got a splinter. And then immediately, like, just kidding.
Yeah, the improvisation is just lying. That's right. All it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, there's the ends of the spectrum. I was just saying... what you could do if you wanted, you know. Yeah,
we could get away with
it. Well, the best thing, we get away with anything, because the best thing about improv is that you can come on stage and, like, you have every license to play, like, a dick on stage.
Well, just being an authentic dick.
Yeah.
We're just playing the truth of reality.
Yes,
of
and everyone has that in their soul. Yeah. So you get to express that in a safe space, and then you get to bounce off stage and be like, never mind, guys, I'm still sweet old me.
Unicorns,
and I love you, and also, fuck off.
Yeah, but, the only danger in that is, like, the social media posts or whatever, you know, the ratings. Like, oh, went to Arcade Comedy Theater. Jaden's a dick, won't ever go back. Because, like,
that's
there's...
the best.
Well, you have to... That's why with improv, you have to really commit. Because if you're, like, a half-assed dick, it doesn't... It's not funny. Because you're
kind
like,
of a
is
dick.
That, is that person...
Might
just...
go back.
Yeah. No, but if you play, like... If you're, like, a bad guy that, like, is punting puppies and just, like, sprays paint on people's, like...
Right, you gotta commit.
Artwork, then people know that you're probably making it up. Hopefully making it up.
If you only say something dicky when... You want to, and then you're nice the rest of the time. They're gonna know.
Yeah,
that
they
you
can
just
sniff
use
that out.
That dick move to be a dick.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're gonna wrap it up here, guys. Go ahead and tell me what you guys have going on coming up in the future, Max, if you could, and then where we can find all your stuff online.
We've got a show at Gooskies on March 25th. You can find our music at recluseband.com, and that's. Two words, that's WrecLoose. And I have to do a shameless plug here. We also just started Pledge Music Campaign crowdfunding, which is the first time we've ever done this, but it's to raise money for pressing the album onto vinyl and CD. But it's a pre-order campaign, and that's on our website. So if you'd like to get the album early.
That's cool, because vinyl is so expensive to get done.
Yeah, it is.
Because they have to, there's a process, like they have to make this metal plate, and they have to, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
But we have an awesome artist, Pittsburgh artist, Lizzie Solomon, who made our album cover, and it's like a giant mural of all the characters in our album and all the wacky things that go on. So if you get the vinyl, it opens up. And, you know, you get to look at both sides.
That's awesome. I've always wanted vinyl, but... And I thought, well, that's probably pretty cheap. And it's not. It's like fucking $1,500 or something just to even get your foot in the door.
Yeah. Mm.
It's crazy. Jaden, what do you got?
So, okay, my short-form improv team, Game Shark, is going to be performing at Bonus Stage at Arcade on March 12th and March 19th. That starts at 7, so...
That's too late in the day for me.
Okay.
Just kidding. See, I'm a comedian. Cora?
Yes, sir. So, the High Scores and I, we are the musical improv team that makes things up in song. We have a show tonight at Arcade Comedy Theater.
Not going.
Not kidding. That's at 7 p.m. Every Sunday at 7 p.m. at Arcade Comedy Theater, you can catch the house teams. So if you're not familiar with improv and you want to see a little blend of a bunch of different forms, come on out, check us out, and see what is possible in the world of comedy. And also coming up, I have a show on this Friday, the 10th, also at Arcade Comedy Theater, that is called The Playlist, which something that Max has actually done in the past.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And there's, you were such a great guest too, man.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
What is The Playlist?
So The Playlist is an Armando-style comedy improv show, and we actually, each month, we have a different local musical guest, and a cast of characters, such as myself, improvise make-em-ups based on the band or the musical guest.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So cool. I would like to see something like that.
Absolutely. Well, Friday the 10th, come on down.
I can't. I'm driving across the state.
Oh, right. I forgot. And one more coming up, because I want you to have three options this month to come and see me, everybody.
All right.
The 16th, Thursday the 16th at Brillo Box in cool Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville.
Brillo Box at 8 p.m. the 16th. It's a Thursday. We'll be performing at Classy and Relevance show there. The high scores will be. So check us out.
Awesome. I will. For that one, for sure. All right. So that's the show. And once again, if you like what you heard in the intro and the bumper music, please visit thewireriots.com to check out the full-length album and the EP. And also, we'll post a link to all of our sponsors in the show notes, as well as everyone here today, so you can check out all of their stuff. Until next time, here on the CO Plaza Podcast.